All right, guys, so this is the P Alpha Music Podcast. This is your host, Paulo Jervis Vargas. Let me fix the video again. Very happy to just be tuned with you guys. A little bit late here, but hey, we're doing what we have come here to do. This is episode 123, Be a Renaissance Man. Make sure that you like, subscribe to the YouTube Rumble BitChute. You listen to the podcast. Anchor.fm and the other music stream platform, you can just do as well. Spotify, Apple, iTunes, all those. Be a Renaissance Man. I remember just listening to David D'Angelo back on, you know, 2012, I think it was. And I think it was the 88 rules of Alpha Male. This is back in the day when he was just giving his material for free. This was, I remember my brother used to do a lot of pickup artist stuff and a lot of alpha stuff. And I always find interesting that he has one section where he says David D'Angelo. And I started from there. I just grabbed some of the MP3 and I used to just listen to that every day. And I think it was the last rule, be a Renaissance man. And I found that interesting. A Renaissance man. Renaissance man is something, you know, is a person basically that understands multiple fields, multiple things, religion, politics, music, arts. You know, you are well versatile. I will say. You can have a conversation with someone about different topics. You can understand different things at the same time. And in music, which is my area, you can just go back, you know, Friendless, Chopin, Rachmaninoff, a lot of these 19th century, even 20th century composers, they used to have a very clear mind of a Renaissance man. Why did they give that term? Why the Renaissance man? Because Renaissance... the Renaissance period was very important in the 15th and 16th century, even in the beginning of the 17th century, which basically the arts, you know, were having a huge boom in science. And here you have some artists not only working arts, but, you know, we have the famous artist, I forgot his name, Leonardo da Vinci, right? Leonardo da Vinci, he's one of the best examples for that area, right? When we think about Renaissance period, we go strictly to him. And what kind of artist he was? He was an engineer, a painter, a musician, interesting science. I mean, all these things all together, and politics. And he always wanted to just look for something else, different things. And rightly so, we get that term back to the New Age, and now we put it in context, in just a person that becomes well versatile, again, with different topics besides his own mainly topic, or mainly concentration. Now, what happened with this is... we have to be careful when we come to these terms, because what happened is people do become tolerant on everything. And this is very important, right? When you become tolerant of everything, right? You don't stand for anything. Okay, and that's the problem. We don't want to do that. We don't want to just be so tolerant of topics that we're not interested. But most importantly, we develop ways where we can always have our own opinion. Open up to different sources of information, but always, at the end of everything, have an opinion or have a, let's call it, a position that you can defend, right? Now, if you're having a conversation where you want to be enlightened, right, you're open to anything. you're open to share information, right? But when it comes to things that do matters to your daily life, right, you should be courageous to just interject in those new topics and just have a backbone, you know, to piss some people off. And that's okay. Now, if we're having conversations about religion, politics, you know, emotions can be disturbed a little bit. But when you have those conversations, now it's important for you. Step back. Don't take it too personal, right? Now, if things get a little bit too personal, I will suggest you walk off. Don't engage. Now, when it comes to that life and death, right, and you feel a little bit of pressure, you can stand up, right? You can just be yourself there and don't be afraid of anything. Now, going back to the Renaissance concept, it's okay for you to read any topics, religion, self-development. I would recommend Norman Vincent Peale. Great book for motivational and positive thinking. Read a little bit about social dynamic. If you're still married, you still have a girlfriend, it's good for you to understand the sexual dynamic between men and women. That's going to help you a lot, not only with yourself, but with your partner. Books about, you know, understanding integrity. 24 Law for Leadership or Leaders. I forgot the name of the book. Jordan Peterson, The 12 Rules. All those things, right, are part of being a Renaissance man, right? Business, run a business, learn about economy, right? All these things do contribute to being a Renaissance person. Are you following me? The importance of opening yourself like a book to just get all the information. Now, what is going to happen after that, you're going to start transforming yourself. Transforming yourself and open to new gates. It's like, it's going to be a little bit off, right? But a couple of years ago, I started following arm wrestling. I think it was 2016, I would say. Started following arm wrestling. And enjoyed it. And yet they still follow it to today. And then I started learning from new people, new sportsmen, new kind of disciplines, new exercises. All together. All way of how they do businesses. How they communicate. All these things, right? Open a new gate. Information. Life insurance. Sales. All these things, right? And at the end, it did contribute to my, you know, extensions of being a better person in politics, economy, religion, yeah, philosophy, self-development, music is my main one. But all at the end, just to make sure I become a better person and understand different topics. Now, when I have conversation with people, I'm not there to compete opinions. I'm basically just to, you know, share, like I said, share information for one common goal and see if I can just get enlightened from that conversation. Don't have time for gossips. Don't have time to just burn people's back. Don't have time to just stab people's back. All these things, right? Not into it. For the reason is that these type of behavior did not contribute anything to my IQ or, you know, enlightened you know, a stimulant. And it is easy for us to get caught up on those kind of things, right? For unknown reasons. But in my opinion, it could be because, again, they're more addicted than the positive one. The positive one does require a little bit of neurons and a little bit of more mental exercises. And we know how hard it is for us to just do exercises. Therefore, we don't do it. We don't want to stimulate even our brain. because it does create pain. When you start reading, it does create pain. When you start thinking, it does create pain. When you start learning new skills, it does create pain. All these things create pain. But it's a good pain. It's not a bad pain. Okay? So now it's a good time for you to just start understanding why these things are very good. A Renaissance man always is learning. Doesn't stop learning. He's always carrying a book because he wanted just to just expand his mind. Right? Remember in 19th century was another wave of a Renaissance man. A lot of people self-taught. We have Abraham Lincoln. We have Ulysses Grant. Right? The president, 19th president of the United States, I think it was. And the commander of the Army of the North. We have Lee from the Confederates, still self-taught people. Whatever you think about their principle, whatever, it doesn't matter. But they were these kind of people, very self-taught. Rachmaninoff as well, even though he got his degree, I think it was in conservative Moscow. After that, they kept learning. They kept just moving forward in different areas of their life. So just to give you an idea why Renaissance man or B1 is important, okay? For this, I'm going to just finish this podcast. This was episode 123. Make sure that you like and subscribe. You're listening to a podcast in YouTube, Rumble, and BitChute. Listening to the podcast. If you're listening to the podcast in Anchor.fm, make sure that you support the channel as well. I'm going to really appreciate it. With this was your host from the P Alpha Music Podcast, Paolo Jervis Vargas. I'm out.